How do I have a... Okay. So I was thinking about Adam and Eve this morning. And it's kind of a crazy story when you think about it. So, like, God creates this garden. And within this garden, he creates man, Adam. And from Adam, he creates woman, Eve. And now Adam and Eve are chilling in this garden, coexisting, chilling, being happy and merry and in love and shit. And God tells them that you can eat from this tree of life and knowledge and everything wonderful, right? But you can't eat from this tree. And there's the tree way down the way that was all big and beautiful, the apple tree. And so they say, fine, yeah, whatever, nigga. So they're eating and they're chilling and they're being happy and they're being merry. And then all of a sudden, one day, Eve goes for a walk. She's tired of Adam's shit. So she's going for a walk. She's just chilling, exploring the garden. And she stumbles upon the apple tree. And now she's just sitting here staring at this apple tree. And she's thinking, why can't we eat from this tree? Like, I know he told us not to, but why did he tell us not to? It looks so delicious. It looks so beautiful. I just want a taste. Just one little taste. So all of a sudden, a snake comes and sits next to Eve, which is weird already. But at the same time, when you think about it, back then they didn't really know snakes were bad. Snakes were just snakes, you know? So the serpent comes or whatever, and he's sitting next to Eve, and he's like, you know what? That apple on that tree sure does do look delicious. And Eve is like, I know, right? And the serpent's like, well, why don't you go ahead and take a bite? And Eve's like, no, I can't. Well, why can't you? Because God said I can't. Well, where the fuck is God at? I don't know. Well, then go ahead and take a bite. Don't worry, nobody's looking. So she goes and she takes the bite. And it's delicious. Dog, it's so good. It's so good. It's unbelievably good. It's like, why the fuck would you not want me to eat this? This is amazing, right? So she brings the apple to Adam. She says, Adam, look at this. You have to try this. You have to eat this. He goes, what is it? She goes, it's a fruit. It's an apple from the tree. He goes, what tree? She goes, you know, the tree that God said not to eat. You fucking ate an apple from the tree that God said. She's like, yeah, okay, first of all, you're yelling, okay? Second of all, I wasn't alone. The snake told me to do it. And Adam's like, what fucking snake? Who? What? She goes, just try it. It's amazing. And he's like, you know, we're gonna get in trouble for this, right? She's like, really? Just can you just try it for me, please? He's like, fine, fuck it, whatever. You don't want to hear a bitch. So he takes a bite out of the apple. And turns out, shit is delicious. Holy shit, this thing is delicious. So they both go and they're like, oh my God, this is amazing. Why the fuck will we not get to eat from this? So they go to the tree and now they're having a fucking picnic, bro. They're sitting, they got the blanket all set up and everything, and they're sitting in there eating these apples. And all of a sudden, God comes back down. Yo! What's going on, good people? He was on vacation. You know, God needs a break. He just created the world. He had to fucking take a cruise somewhere. He comes back, hey, what's going on, good people? And all of a sudden, Adam and Eve feel the shame in what they did. And they say, no, God, don't come down here right now. Don't look at us. We're naked. God says, naked? Who the fuck told you were naked? You're the only ones here. He's like, no, you can't. He's like, ah, y'all ate from the tree, didn't you? And they're like, yeah. He's like, you stupid motherfucker. God damn. See, this happens every. Now I gotta kick you out the garden. And so he kicks Adam and Eve out the garden. And I don't know how the rest of the story goes because I don't read the Bible or anything like that, but I was thinking just how insane is that? To create life, to create a man, to create a woman, and to give them flesh and bone and thought and free will. To give them choices. You know? God said, look, everything in this garden is yours. To do with it what you will. Just don't touch this tree. Now that's the craziest fucking part. Why would you give somebody that kind of temptation? For what? And why is the serpent the devil? If God created the garden, then God put everything in the garden, which means God put the tree in the garden, God put the serpent in the garden. So the serpent, therefore, is God. The tree of knowledge and wisdom, yeah, God put that there, but he also put the tree of shame and self-awareness and doubt, and he put that there too. So people blame Eve for eating the apple, but wouldn't you have? Half the movies we watch is about, I wonder what this red button does. Now in society, it's not smart to press the red button, but in movies, fuck yeah, we're gonna press the red button. As soon as they bring up a button you're not supposed to press, you know by the end of the movie they're going to press that button. Why? Because that is the temptation of man. We need to know. Good, bad, or otherwise. We don't give a fuck what happens. We need to know what happens. Our quest for knowledge is more important than our survival, in a way. You know? And I wish that was more poetic, but whatever, I don't care. But it's crazy to think of, like, the fact that Eve was just chilling by herself, right? So it was just her there. And now whether or not a snake came up to her and charmed her and told her to eat the apple is... It was just her. So only she knows what really happened. And she takes a bite of this apple and she realizes how good it is. Now, she knows that she did something wrong, but she also knows how delicious her mistake was. And so she takes it to Adam to share it with Adam. And that's the most heartbreaking part. Because now, think about the position that Adam is in. Right? Think about, even if God would have told him, don't eat from this tree, because if you eat from this tree, I'm going to have to kick you out of the garden. You will never, ever be allowed to come back here. You can't enjoy the fruits of knowledge or wisdom or live eternally or any of that. I think that Adam would have still ate the apple. And here's why. Here comes Eve. Back with this apple, back with this rotten fruit, apple juice falling from her lips, as Kendrick would say. She says, Adam, I know I did something bad, but please don't leave me hanging, is essentially it. Now, Adam knows he's not supposed to eat the apple. God told him he's not supposed to eat the apple. Adam was God's first creation. And so now here he is, stuck with the dilemma. Do I choose God, who I don't even know where he is right now, probably in the Bahamas on a yacht somewhere? Or do I choose Eve? Who I love and who I can't foresee being in this place. Like, how great is the garden really if the person that you share it with can no longer be there? Yeah, sure, you're aware that you're naked and you're aware of all the evil things that God was trying to make you forget. But at least you're aware together. You know, it's like when somebody smokes weed and you don't smoke weed, right? Like if you don't smoke weed with somebody, then you aren't on the same level that or plane that they are. So now their thoughts and your thoughts don't line up. You know what I'm saying? So now you can't have the same conversation because they're in a different place. The only way to know what place they're at is to partake, to smoke the weed. You have to drink the Kool-Aid. You know, I think the lesson is that Adam chose Eve over God because even in misery, nobody really wants to be lonely, you know? And I think that was the point. I think that was the test. I think God knew Adam would choose Eve over him. I think that was the whole point to begin with. He said, don't do something that he knew he was going to do anyway. That was the first lesson of being a man. You made a mistake. Now here's your consequence. And what you do afterwards will define you. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody falls, but it's who stands up that becomes like the victor. You know, like that's all gay and poetic and shit. But I'm basically saying, like, it didn't matter. It doesn't matter. The garden didn't matter. The garden is just a pretty place. But how pretty is the place if you have to sit there and enjoy it all by yourself? I think the fucked up thing about it is that, as romantic as it seems, right, at the end of the day, Adam chose Eve, but Eve chose the apple. And that's why men can never really please women. Because women can't really please themselves. Yeah? And that just goes for humans in general. Like, you can't look for validation within other people. You can't. Like, if 99 out of 100 people think that you're dope, but there's one person who thinks that you aren't, you're gonna figure out why that one person thinks that you aren't, because that one person knows something about you that you were trying to hide. That one person knows something about you that you don't like about you. Nobody looks in the mirror and thinks that they're perfect. You see the things you like, you see the things you don't like. You know? And all the things you like, you try to enhance. All the things you don't like, you try to hide. But at the end of the day, you know what you're hiding. It's fucking women will walk around with fake eyelashes and pounds of makeup on their face and shit showing off their body, the whole nine, you know? It's not them. And we've all heard this before. You know, it's nothing new. It's not them, but it's who they want to be. Because they don't think that who they are is good enough. It must be so easy for a man to just put on a t-shirt and jeans. But you can just put on a t-shirt and jeans. We don't care. If you're cute, we're going to try and hit it anyway. Fuck, if you're ugly, we're going to try and hit it anyway. We're dudes. We're fucking dogs. That's all you. Right? Women going out and doing all kinds of extreme shit just to feel confident. Fucking Kim Kardashian is fucking made by Hasbro. And everyone looks up to her. Like, oh my God, she's so amazing. She's a... Really? Is she? Would you want to be who she is? Fake titties, fake face, fake butt, fake lifestyle. Sure, you have $1 billion, but at what cost? I'm not saying it to be a hater. I'm saying it because it makes me sad, man. It makes me sad when you see women that get breast implants, right? Just to feel confident. But it's like, do you not think we remember what your breasts used to look like? I mean, yeah, they were small, but they were yours. Sure, you have bigger titties now, but those aren't your titties. Your titties deserve the confidence that you have. Not you. You know, it's the same with fucking dudes who get the fake hairlines, which is a thing now. And I'm not gonna lie, like, because I'm one of those dudes where my hairline is garbage. Garbage. Yeah, I could use a fake hairline. Would I ever? Fuck no. Why? Who gives a fuck? If a hairline is the difference between me pulling chicks and me not pulling chicks, well, then I guess I'm just not going to pull chicks. But I do all right. So whatever. I get mad, man, at myself a lot. Like, currently, I feel really bad because I don't know, man. I have these weird projects that I undertake. Like, it's like nobody tells me to do these projects. I just do them. And a lot of these projects have to do with people. Like, people are my own, like, for lack of better, like, social experiments almost. And I like to learn what makes people tick, what makes them happy, what their motivations are, why their brain is the way, why are they the way they are? And I know it sounds all sociopathic and everything, but honestly, all it is like, I look at all these other people and why they act the way they act, and I break them down and I analyze them and I try to help them. And it's not out of, like, the goodness of my heart or anything. It's just that, I don't know, in my own weird way, I guess I feel like maybe if I help them, then they might see what I'm doing and help me. Yeah? Like, I used to work with this girl. And right away, I was like, oh yeah, she's it. She's dope. She's super dope. Like, you could just tell right away. I was like, nope, she's it. She's hot, but, like, reserved. I don't know how to explain it. Like, it was just like, you know when you meet somebody and right away you can tell that they're different? So she was like that. But she's from New York, and in New York, New Yorkers are just different, period, man. Like, they're different, and I get it, because this is like one of those places where everybody comes here, they take what they want, and they leave. And the people stuck cleaning it up are the native New Yorkers, right? And so the attitude here reflects that. The attitude here is very go about your day, go about your business. I don't give a fuck about you. You don't give a fuck about me. Why are we pretending? There is no respect. There is no love. There's no, like, you can find small pockets of it. But overall, it's a very selfish, narcissistic place. Because it has to be. What's the point of me falling for something that might leave me tomorrow? You know, what's the point of me trying to build a castle that might get torn down in a week? You know, like, this is a very temporary place filled with temporary relationships. And it's a fucking challenge to build something that's concrete. But Lord knows, I am up for any and every challenge, and God damn it, did I try. Holy shit. Like, there are certain people in this world who don't deserve the time of day, right? And those people are the people I go after. I want to know, because you're going to get taken for a loop or for a ride. You know, you're going to, and you know you're going to get taken for a ride, but you want to see the ride that they take you on. You want to know how it feels. I need to know how it feels to get my heart broken. I think I'm addicted to that pain. Because it sounds stupid. I know. But that's the only thing I really trust. I don't trust having things. Because everyone can have things. It's easy to get things. You can just, trust me, you can get things. But there's those certain things you come across every now and again where, you know, it's gonna suck when you lose it. It's like, no, have you ever noticed most times when you lose your keys or you lose your wallet, it's because you're not really paying attention to it anymore. You always have it. It's always on you. You lose your wallet, it's more of an annoyance. You're just like, fuck, I can go get all this again, but I don't want to. So you're not really sad about it because you know it can be replaced. But when it comes to like relationships, friendships, youth, career choices, bad decisions, these are things you can't get back. Time. Like, nobody really knows how much time they have. But everybody knows how much time they've lost. You know? And so when you meet these women who... oh, damn, that dog is sad. Sorry about that. But no, I mean, when you meet women who you can tell are gonna be work. You can tell, all right, this is going to be a fucking headache, but if I can push through it, it's going to be something great. Those are the women I like. I like the challenge. I like the work of it, because the work is what makes it mine. I create a lot of shit. I make, like, I paint, I write, I love, you know, like I love to make shit. And the reason I love to make shit is because once it's made, it's mine forever. You know? There's a pride in that. There's a pride in looking at everything you have and realizing that you earned all of it. It's not the greatest, it's not the best, but it's yours. You can't find it in a store anywhere, you can't order it on the internet. It's yours. And that's what makes people special, is the things that can't be duplicated. Your personality, the way you carry yourself, your swag, your talent, your creativity, all those things that people just throw by the wayside so that way they can go out and get more things. That way they can go be a part of the in crowd. I want more things. Have you ever noticed all these people in the world who work just to work? They work so they can buy things. I need more things. I need to get more money so I can buy more things because all these things will make me happy, but the things don't make you happy. What makes you happy is that self-actualization, that realization that you're living for you. You're enjoying your fucking life. Every step of it. Every step of the way, you're enjoying it. You know, and I met this girl who's a headache from the beginning. But I enjoyed the headache. I used to make like excuses, like just to call the I so I delivered medicine on a bike through Manhattan. So I just ride around all day. Like one of the like that fucking movie where you ride in like how he's riding in between the cars and shit. Bro, that shit is fun. That shit is so fun when you're riding through traffic because it reminds me of my motorcycle. But it's a pedal bike. You know? And it's like one little mistake and you're gonna get clipped. But the adrenaline is so fucking the rush of just ah. There's nothing like it, bro. There's nothing like it. It's insane. It's just so dope. So anyway, I would ride through and she would be in the office. And I would call. I would make up excuses to call and I would just talk to her on the phone forever. About anything. Hey, what are you eating for lunch today? How's your day going? All, you know, all that shit. Then eventually, like things go, you get closer and closer, and now all of a sudden it's a whatever it is. And then, just like most things that start off great, they go bad. And I think that's the difference between me and most people. Why, when most people get close to me, they realize the secrets that I've been keeping from them. I know we're doomed. We were doomed from the start. There is no such thing as happy endings. Just the best that you can hope for is just beautiful beginnings. But it's all gone, it all goes sideways. Ever since fucking Adam and Eve, it all starts off so beautiful. You're in a garden and you're chilling and life is great. And then you bite the apple. And my problem is that I recognize it's gonna go bad. And I try to prepare people for when it goes bad. to not be afraid, to not think of it negatively, but to realize that this is going to hurt and it's going to be okay. But if you can get through the hurt, we'll have something dope. And I guess the hard part for me is realizing that not everybody is built to go through that hurt with you. Not everybody wants to. Not everybody is fucking crazy. People say, oh, I like pain. That's fucking insane. Who enjoys pain? You know? I think it has just something to do with the way I grew up. The pain that I have that I can't seem to let go of. I think pain is just the only thing that I trust. It's not necessarily that I enjoy it. It's just that when it happens, I know the only thing that can happen after that is that it gets better. That's why I love tattoos. Because tattoos hurt. Somebody fucking taking a needle and carving into your skin. All a tattoo is a pretty scar. But that's why they're amazing. Because you're enduring this pain, but then after this pain, you have something beautiful that's yours, that you worked for, that you earned. You sat through it. You got through it. Because you can pay money just like anything else. You can pay money for a tattoo. But no matter how much money you pay, it doesn't take away the pain of it. You still have to sit through it and get it done. That's why most people don't have tattoos. Because they're afraid of the pain. That's why most people aren't in love. Because they're afraid of the pain. Most people would rather have these fake, superficial relationships on the fucking internet where you could FaceTime. I saw some chick the other day FaceTiming this dude she didn't even know. Sitting there having a full-on conversation, like first date type shit. So what's your name? What do you do? Oh, you're an assistant manager? Oh, that's cool. Dude had no idea he was getting gamed. In his head, he was like, oh, if I'm good enough, I'm gonna lock it down. But he didn't know what I knew. I knew that she had 2 kids already. With 2 different men. She wasn't looking for a relationship. She was just looking for a dude to get her through her day. And as I'm watching her game this dude, I realize, holy shit. That's what's happening to me. You know when you look in the mirror and you stop paying attention to all the pretty parts and you see all of your flaws and all of the ugliness and you don't run from it. You don't try to change it. You don't put the makeup on. You just say, fuck it. This is who I am. And then you do the best you can with what you got. I wish that more people would appreciate the lives that they have instead of thinking about the lives that they could have. Because there's no real set rules to any of this. Like, sure, society, there's the law and stuff like that, but the law is just to keep stupid people in line. Have you ever noticed when you're driving down the highway and you're in your lane, somebody's in their lane, but then there's that one asshole who's going in and out of lanes and going 100 miles an hour, and he never seems to get caught. Because he's decided, fuck it. This is how I'm going to live my life today. And that's all it takes, is that fuck it. This is how I'm going to live my life today. And you just start with today. And then before you know it, it turns into the week. And then the month. And then the year. And then that's your life. And your life is you living it for you. And you stop worrying about all the things that other people have and other people are doing. And you start focusing on, what is it that you're doing? What is it that makes you happy? What is it that makes you tick? What is going to get you out of bed in the morning? Because that's all we're doing. We're just looking for things to get us out of bed in the morning. Because at the end of the day, what's the point of even getting out of bed? So you can go be around people you don't want to be around, to learn things you don't want to learn, to do a job you don't want to do. So that way, one day, maybe, you might make it to 65 and retire. And then you can enjoy the rest of your life. Who the fuck wants to retire at 60? What 65-year-old person do you know is just out here killing it? Everybody has this idea that, oh, I'm going to work and then one day I'm going to stop working and I'm going to be happy. Why don't you be happy now? Why don't you do something that you're going to enjoy now? Because if you don't enjoy it now, then by the time you get to there, if you get to there, you're going to think about all the time you wasted now. Saved up all the money for what? So you can give it to grandkids who aren't appreciative of you? Kids who are just sitting waiting for you to die. Nobody comes, nobody says hi to you anymore. All your kids are gone. They're grown. All your friends are dead if you have any. Now you're just here in the world with a pocket full of money trying to find happiness. Looking for the youth that you left behind. But then you look down on the dreamers. People like me, who are chasing something they may or may not find. But I guess that's the fun of it. That's the exciting part of it. I don't know what's going to happen, but I don't care. All I care about is the fact that I'm enjoying every step of the way. And if I fall, I fall. Fuck it. But if I don't, then I win. And what did I win? A spot in somebody's memory? That's all heaven is. Heaven is just a memory where you keep all your favorite people. I wonder if they'll even have funerals in the future. Because now it's getting to a point where if you say something that people don't agree with or people don't like, They block you. They delete you. They excommunicate you. You fucking disappear. You might as well be dead to them. And over time, they forget about you, right? Now, whether it's pride or ego or what have you, but even if they do think about you, it's a distant memory. I wonder how he's doing. I wonder how she's doing. I don't care enough to actually find out, but I wonder. I'm a terrible person. But I try every day to do something good. I don't know what that makes me. I don't like how depressing my fucking thoughts get. But it is what it is, you know? Like, I think the whole point of me recording this shit and doing this shit is because I'm the only one of me. I have my brothers, right? I have my sisters and all that, but none of us are related. My bloodline, as far as I know, begins and ends with me if I don't have a son. And so all this is just so it can live on afterwards. You know, because I want some kind of legacy. But at the end of the day, like, the fuck does legacy even mean? That's crazy. Have you ever thought, has anyone ever really thought about what's happening right now? It's the craziest thing that nobody seems to pay attention to, and I'm gonna try and put it into words the best that I can, but think about it. Think about what you're listening to, right? You're listening to my voice. You're hearing my voice. And in order to hear my voice, that means I would have had to record this, hit submit or whatever, and then this gets sent to space, to some satellite, some hunk of metal that's just in space. And then it gets transmitted back down to whatever you're listening to this on. But it's there. It's in space. So even if the comet hits tomorrow, right? And Earth goes boom. My voice will be in space forever. Whether it's 100 years from now, 1,000 years from now, 1,000,000,000,000 years from now. It'll just be floating on the satellite in space. That's what Facebook is. Think about all the millions of users on Facebook and Instagram and all the pictures we take and all the memories we share and save and keep with each other and all the happiness and all the anger and all the hate. All of that just gets shot into space. And it lives on. And then one day, hopefully, a spaceship comes passing by and it sees this satellite. And for some weird reason, they have the technology to hook up to this satellite. And the satellite transmits everything that we were and everything that we were hoping to be. In a sense, that satellite is the closest thing to heaven that you can wrap your head around without like hurting your brain, you know? So you think about this garden that God created. He created it. So everything in that garden is everything he wanted to be in that garden. And then he created man and woman. And he kicked us out of the garden for being human. And so now we live our whole lives embarrassed about being human. About being who we are. We woke up like this. We can't change this. You weren't born a tree or a bear or an elephant. You don't know the chaos that a fly goes through. You can't imagine the rage of a lion because you're none of those things. You're human. This was the hand that you were dealt. Yet here you are spending most of your time as a human, embarrassed about being a human, trying to get back into God's good graces. See what we, well, it's, the craziest thing. Why would you ever want to go back to a place where you're not welcome? I think it's that longing for acceptance, that 99 people can tell you that they love you, but that one person can say, hey, I can see the flaws in you. And I don't enjoy them. And you ignore those 99 people because you know that that person sees in you what you see in you. And you've been spending all this time trying to avoid it. And now here it is looking at you in your face. And I mean, fuck it, right? You don't need that person. Of all these other people that love you, why do I need this person? If all these other people tell you that you're amazing, then why is it that you're still trying to figure out why some people don't? I don't know. I really don't. I wish I did. I wish what I said made sense. Like, in my head, it all makes sense. But when I say it out loud, I realize I just sound retarded. It's all just jumbled up nonsense. But, I mean, when you think about it, all of this is just jumbled up nonsense. Nobody knows what's going on or why it's going on. So we're trying to make the best of it. We try to make these rules for survival and how to behave and all these other things. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter because the end result is still the same. There are no happy endings. The best you could hope for is a beautiful beginning. And most people rarely get that.